Pretty much every dog lover knows our sweet pups are absolutely a member of the family. I know my Rosie sure is. And you wouldn't feed your spouse or partner or your kids just any old thing. What they're putting in their bodies matters. And it's not any different for man's best friend, and that's where Superfood Complete from Badlands Ranch comes in. Actor Katherine Heigl came up with Superfood Complete as the best way to make sure your dog gets all the nutrients and superfoods vital to their health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason DeBus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. My Rosie recently started on her Badlands superfood diet, and let me tell you, we're never going back. It's fast and easy to prepare and serve, but even more, it's delicious, apparently. I haven't tried it myself, of course, but she can't seem to get enough. We've already ordered more. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. That's BadlandsRanch.com/TOC and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC today. You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Ole Miss football's Jared Ivey welcomes you to the Ivy League, powered by Riverland Roofing. Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. .com.
Welcome into the Ivy League with me, Ben Garrett, hosting Jared Ivey Show. Star Ole Miss defender because he's on site in Dallas, Texas. Site of SEC Media Days was kicked off on Monday, and Ole Miss was there. Lane Kiffin and 3 player reps. Jared was one of them. The others were Trey Harris and Jackson Dart. And now Jared joins us for his own show. Jared, what's up, man?
Man, there's still stuff going on, man. I'm actually sitting right here with Trey.
Hey, Trey.
And the vibe. So, I mean, it was a crazy experience. We did a whole bunch of stuff, like end up being on a bull, on a mechanical bull. We got cowboy hats. Yeah, so they got us right, man. Yeah, so, and then, you know, the gauntlet. Go to sit down in Radio Row and do 30 interviews and answer the same question for 4 hours.
Yeah. What was it like? I mean, you got on the bull? You got up on the mechanical bull?
Yeah, you get up on him, but it doesn't move or nothing. Like, you just
– dude.
There's just taking flicks.
Dang it. Because I was hoping – I thought of all the people that went, I know Trey would have done it, and Jackson's too pretty boy to do it. But I know you'd have gotten up there and done it, man. You know what I mean? Like, if they could have pushed the on button, you would have said push the on button.
I would have let them push the on button. If it was an easy mode or something where they knew I would stay on and only do it for a couple seconds, I would have definitely did it.
So this is your first time going to SEC Media Days. And you've heard about the circus, you've probably seen it growing up. This is something that for a lot of players is kind of aspirational. You know, you're representing your school at its big summer kickoff event. Did it not necessarily meet the expectations, but was it the event and you know, for you and Trey and Jackson, a reward, you know, because y'all are team leaders here. And did you feel that Ole Miss got a nice warm welcome in Dallas? Because of course, you know about the expectations question. You probably got a million times.
A billion. So that, you know, obviously there was that, but, you know, just the setup it's an unbelievable setup. It's, you know, it's very detailed. They got, you know what I mean, beverages everywhere. We're doing this and that. You're meeting so many people. I mean, we got the little signs and stuff, so they make it a big deal, and they really take care of you. And I feel like at no point was it ever like too much or overwhelming or it's moving too fast. Like, I felt like it was nice to, some of the interviews were serious, some of them were a little funny, and they had me like call a play, like they had me watch Chad Kelly's bobbled snap play.
Oh, nice. Against Bama.
Yeah, they had me like call the play, like I was one of the announcers, so that was fun. Like, so just mixing stuff like that up in between, I felt like made it, you know, just a really memorable experience.
Well, what's really been the most common thing I've heard from feedback we've gotten for the Ivy League is how, Jared, whenever football ends, you know, I want him on the sideline. I want him doing a show. I want him hosting this. I want him hosting that. So, I mean, I bet you crushed, you know, calling Chad's play. It's a wild play. If people don't remember, this is when Ole Miss goes to Tuscaloosa in 2015, snap over his head. He picks it up, throws it, a heave. Quincy Adebojo, it hits off the top. He catches it. He goes. All right, so when it hits off the head, what was the Jared call? What did you say? Had you seen it before?
I said, man, they just do tip drill every day at practice, man. And here it is showing up in the game. They said I did good. You know, they said, they were like, oh, this is the best one of the day. But, you know, the jury's still out. I feel like I sounded kind of goofy, and I gotta hear the clip back and just so I know. I don't know where they're gonna put it, but I feel like I was sounding good, but I slipped up a couple of times.
This is Jared, man. Everybody says, man, you're great at this media stuff. You're the best play calling guy there. And he goes, oh, I sounded goofy. No, you did awesome. You know, who dressed you up? Did Miss Tracy pick this out, or did you actually pick it out yourself, man?
No, I built this myself over at Finch and Kelly. I'm actually working on a new piece over there. So, you know, I love building suits over there, and I kind of took inspiration from Tommy Shelby and Peaky Blinders with the three piece. So
yeah. What kind of, like, were you inspired by the three piece? Like, when did that? Because you have to put thought into that, Jared. You don't just wake up and go, you know what, I'm gonna throw a three piece with it. I mean, that the four button thing is sick.
Yeah, that's what I saw. So I took inspiration from Tommy Shelby and. Peaky Blinders is a television show about these British gangsters from back in the day. So after seeing that, I mean, they just look too clean every episode. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it just made me always want a three-piece suit. So next time I'm gonna go tweed. They got them tweed though, but in the summer that's crazy work in the summer. So maybe when it gets a little colder outside, I might go tweed with it and really pull it all the way together.
Where's the hat? Like the you know. You got the cowboy hat. But you know, I was going for like the Cockney hat. Like, you look a little Mary Poppins up in here. Okay, yeah. So what was the most common question you got? Was it the expectations, or was it maybe about, you know, there's some really sad news. I mean, Lane's father, Monty, Pop passed, and we actually did a show with him back in March, Lane, and y'all talked about Monty. And I know how he meant a lot to everybody in the Ole Miss football program, but to your family specifically, right? I mean, y'all had a really special relationship because he's a former defensive lineman, defensive line coach. He sat in y'all's meetings, and your mom had a great relationship. So was it about Monty? What would you say about Monty? And also, just what were the questions that Ole Miss players are getting most right now, would you say, after today?
Yeah, you know, they definitely asked about Pops. And, you know, I said what I always say, man. He was just a great dude, and he really – you know, built that relationship with my mom whenever we came on that initial visit, and she loved him. And, you know, he sits in our meetings and he's always cracking off and, you know, was making jokes and stuff. And so, yeah, man, we're going to miss him a lot. He was a big part of, you know, what we were doing. So I love the guy, man. And then, you know, to your other point, you know, yeah, they were asking a lot about the expectations and stuff. And obviously a lot about, you know, new pieces and the transfer portal and this and that. And because, you know, what type of program we are and how much we embody the transfer portal. So they're asking about new guys and how they were fitting in and, you know, just how they were assimilating to the culture. So, yeah, I feel like, you know, how these things go. They you know, everybody pretty much asks the same stuff. They want to know, you know, what you're doing, who you are, how you got here, and you know, what the future is going to look like. So,
protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Did you drop check out the Ivy League ever?
I did a couple times, but I wasn't trying to just like a lot of people just did that themselves. Like a lot of people were knowledgeable and they I guess did their due diligence and they kind of shouted me out. And I was actually asked a lot of questions about that. And receiving compliments about, you know, about the show and everybody loves the production, you know what I mean? Shouts out to Ben Garrett. I gave you a couple shout outs and things like that. You'll hear those when you listen to probably some of these interviews. So yeah, just you know, I tried to keep it P.
See, this is what's so funny. He's so good at this. He comes on after a full day to do his podcast. He's so funny and charming and like the introvert is now got this huge microphone. And, you know, this is not you. You know what I mean? There you are with a three piece and you're talking in front of the cameras. You got your own thing going. I'm just saying it's about time.
It's not my vibe. It's not my body. It's not my prerogative. But, you know, I know how to turn it on when I need to. So I feel like I definitely, you know, showed that side of myself today. And I enjoyed, you know, getting out here and just. And yeah, putting the program on and just represent it for Oxford and the guys and my family. So it was great.
And that flying private, y'all look sick flying private. I'm not.
Oh yeah, that's the first time I ever did that. So
really, okay. So did you feel like a baller? Because I would feel like a baller.
I felt like a baller, but I also felt like I was the only one who it was their first time doing it. It was their first time doing it. I ain't know if you. I'm here with Trey too.
Yeah, right.
It was Trey first time too. But you know Trey. You know the type
Trey,
of
guy. Hey, Trey went with the Urkel kid.
He looked natural. He looked natural in that.
Have you told Trey he went with the Urkel fit? Did you say that to him yet?
They talking about you went with the Urkel fit, bro.
With the Urkel fit with the glasses.
I went full Hottie Todd.
He did. It's clean. I'm just.
You know, he went full powder with it. Like,
oh, show me the inside of the jacket a little bit.
The inside of the jacket.
That's where. Oh.
Oh yeah, that's clean.
Oh. Oh.
So you can't. Then you got the snake skin on the.
Oh, yummy. Oh, you.
It's clean. He got the ligators. You know.
Trey, an apology. Oh Lord. Oh.
No, I wouldn't. You know what I mean? Like, I get what you was trying to go with it, but.
But he's clean. Oh.
He's clean. Everybody got pretty clean. You know. Dart over there, he got green on, so he got a little flower detail on the shirt. Like he looking clean too. So we really put that stuff on.
Well, Ole Miss fans, you know this. I mean, you've heard it ever since we started doing this. They're proud of you. They love following along with you. This is purely for me. I'm asking this question because I got to know. Have you checked out any of NCAA football yet? Have you looked at the game yet?
I haven't. I saw my overall. Somebody sent me a video. So I saw my overall.
What is it?
They played 79, you know, but it's dynamic. So, you know, I just got to be better. I just got to be better. I just got to make more plays. I just got to, you know what I mean? I got to come harder, you know? So
No. Okay. Yeah, like, that's very humble. That's great. That's wonderful. That's well said. I'm proud of you. Now I get to say, what?
It is what it is, you know? So I'm excited to play the game when I get back home.
Hey, that's fine. Let them sleep on you. That's fine. You know, we're gassing you up with a three-piece and your own show and all these other things. EA, you need one hater. You needed one hater, you know? It's been too good for you lately, right?
Delivered to grow up.
Oh, nice. Enjoy that, my friend, and enjoy the rest of your trip. Thank you for doing this on your own podcast. It's Jared Ivy, host of the Ivy League. Man, proud of you, brother. We'll talk soon, okay?
Nah, no doubt. Appreciate you guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.